It probably would come as a surprise to most people to realize that the brain is made up of a bunch of nerve cells that probably don't have any real idea that they're part of your brain. They are single-celled organisms, not very different maybe from the single-celled organisms one finds in a pond, protozoa, that are living in a very weird pond, your mind, your brain, and they're trying to get by, they're trying to survive. And like organisms that live in a pond, the resources that are available to them are limited. And in fact, there isn't quite enough of anything for all of them to be happy. And these nerve cells, therefore, have to undergo a period of time of competition. And there are two main waves of competition in the nervous system of mammals, and humans included, that are very important to us. The first takes place long before we're born, when our nervous system cells, the neurons, are first born, and they grow out to contact targets. And believe it or not, there isn't enough space in the targets for all those cells to survive. And a substantial portion of the neurons that your brain generated when you were still a fetus, when you were still in the womb, die before you're born. About half the nervous system cells in our brain never make it to birth. And so there's this phase of competition where only the most aggressive, perhaps, neurons, the neurons that are most successful at getting what they need, survive, and all the other neurons die. Then after birth, when the nervous system is first making its fine set of connections out in the world, there is a second wave of competition. And this wave is extremely important in human beings because at the beginning of our lives, our nervous systems are not built with the understanding of what it is that we're going to be doing with our nervous systems. Our nervous systems don't know whether we're going to be brought up in a world where we have to type or speak English or speak Chinese or learn how to read or live in a world with a particular kind of gravity. All of these things that you might think the nervous system knew beforehand, it does have no idea about. So for humans, we have to somehow shape our nervous system to the world around us. And the way this is done is by nervous system cells, each trying to make connections based on the experience the animal brings to bear. And that competition between nerve cells leads to, again, a substantial number of the connections that are made early in life to be completely eliminated. And the ones that remain are essentially who we are. To put it in one other way, we start off with a nervous system wired up for any one of an infinite number of contingencies and possibilities. And then as we grow up in a particular world, through competition between these nerve cells, a small subset of those connections survive, and everything else is trimmed away. And that is who we become.